Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The scene changes. We are now inside the living quarters of the priests at Shiloh. It's bedtime. A series of markers are given to set the scene. First, we are told that, although young, and unlike Eli's own sons, quote, the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord, 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. He was not merely a young resident on the property, but a servant indeed. Second, we're informed that, quote, the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. For some time, it seemed, no one had, quote, ears to hear what the Lord wished to say to his people. Third, we discover that Eli's, quote, eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, verse 2. Would we be far wrong if we saw this diagnosis hiding an even deeper blindness in the priestly family? Fourth, we are also told that the event about to occur would happen just, quote, before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, verse 3. How fraught with meaning is that? It was as if the menorah pictured the testimony of Eli's family tree, which was soon to be extinguished. But then, at that strategic moment, quote, the Lord called Samuel, verse 4. Immediately, Samuel called out, here I am, but assumed he was being called by Eli. But Eli had not called and sent the boy back to bed. Isn't this often our case as well? We assume that incidents are mere circumstances in life when they may well be communications from God. But the third time, quote, Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy, verse 8. With what mixed feelings Eli must have given instructions to Samuel, knowing he was being bypassed by the Lord in favor of the young boy. Quote, it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Verse 9. And in grace, the Lord did call again.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.